Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
What's the main attraction at your holiday feast? Roast turkey? Lasagna? How about oysters? Those briny little bivalves used to be the big stars on Christmas Day. Food historian Susan Benjamin dug up some old recipes to take us back through this audio time capsule.
So why were oysters so popular at Christmas? There are a million reasons why. One of them is they were really bountiful all throughout the 1700s into the 1800s when Europeans came to the New England shores. They were confronted with oysters, and I mean lots of oysters. The Native Americans had been eating them for 9,000 years. They were huge. Some of them could have been a foot long. Everybody was eating them. You would find them in these upscale hotels, but also in taverns where they would just have buckets of oysters that they would eat and throw the shells on the floor. They became a real holiday favorite, though, in the late 1800s. And the reason for that came with the celebration of Christmas becoming a more elaborate affair. And how could you leave out, even for a moment, something that was so important and so versatile as the New England oyster? The array of oysters was crazy. To find these recipes, I went where I always go, which was to old cookbooks, old menus, and especially to old newspapers. If you want the real old-fashioned Christmas dinner going back to the Victorian era, a typical dinner probably started with oyster soup and then turkey with oyster stuffing and cranberry sauce. No surprises there. Then you get into your deviled oysters, which were the prequel to deviled eggs. And then you have your scalloped oysters. You have oyster souffle. You have oyster pate, oysters served with pickles and olives and hot chips. And then you have oyster salad. This is made with oysters, plus boiled eggs, raw eggs, pepper, salt, mustard, all tossed with vinegar. For all of the stardom of oysters, by the 1950s, oysters barely made a peep at a Christmas menu. Maybe there was an occasional mention of smoked oysters. So why was that? There's a lot of reasons. The dwindling down of oysters started in Prohibition when the pubs, taverns, and other popular venues where everybody was eating them were shut down, and the oyster sales shut down with them. But also in the 20s and moving forward in history, you find a real increasing awareness of food safety issues. But most important, the oyster population dwindled down significantly to alarming numbers due to the over-harvesting, pollution, and disease that basically wiped out this once huge industry. Eventually, and now we're talking maybe the 1960s, they became a nostalgic Christmas food. One food writer referred to them as traditional oysters. So they were so unusual that they were a throwback until the 1970s. And at this point, one reporter told their reading public in 1971 some good news. Oysters were on the rebound, and told people exactly how to make them. In addition to oyster stew and scalloped oysters, you would have, get your pens out, oyster loaf bake, which was essentially flour-dipped oysters baked in bread with garlic, pepper, hot sauce, olives, and dill pickles on the top, right? Really, who could resist that? And now there are oyster farms all up and down the New England coastline, going all the way up to Maine. And there are so many ways to eat oysters these days. You know, bring them home and chuck them. That wonderful, splendid little crackling sound makes you really want them. You just pick them up, squirt a little bit of lemon in, and right down they go. And so real if you're in New England. It's part of our DNA. We know this. These days, you can get oysters just about anywhere. And my favorite way? Really easy. A half shell, a little bit of lemon. So salty. Oh, everybody, happy holidays.
WBUR's Andrea Shea produced this holiday soundbite.